This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are the Nofcast.
There's a monster in my podcast.
And also the Nofcast. There's Nofcas and there's the Nofca.
And the Nofcas run like this. Loop doo 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 doo.
But other Nofcas run like this.
Oh man, so these are nature's blizzard machines, snow machines. Yeah. You take one of these to the off-season ski mountain and they just agitate them, I suppose. These little legends of ice,
they're little miniature Ithacas. Ithaca being the this big Wendigo,
little big
Wendigo, you know. Little big Wendigo, Ithaca, and these are like little miniature Ithacas. They're just associated with them, but they seem similar to me.
Yes,
They're six legged. And the only reason why I know that is like the one paragraph that Lovecraft had about them was like sometimes walked on two legs, sometimes four, and sometimes six,
just depending on how they were feeling.
And this has a weird mechanical thing later, like they can choose to attack you with their legs, or they can choose to like do more damage with their horn because they dig in real good.
Yes.
But their main thing, as you mentioned, is to create localized blizzards.
Yes. Usually
like
there's
somebody works at Dairy Queen.
there's a Dairy Queen near where I live right now. We'll probably live for the foreseeable future. It's a house that I own. I always thought that the turning the blizzard upside down was like a joke or just something that didn't actually happen. No, they do it. And I tell them not to do it because I don't want them to, and I don't want to lose them Oreo bits. Come on. And like, no, I like they do not take kindly to being told not to flip your blizzard.
What do they flip the blizzard for? Just to
I think they do. I think the idea to show off how congealed the product is.
Cool. This has a bunch of congealants in it. like ice cream does.
I think it's to show that yes, this is fresh ice cream.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That's weird. Yeah. I haven't had a blizzard in a while, man. What's your blizzard?
My blizzard, I don't like eating a big one because it makes my tummy upset.
Oh, because it's too much. When you get to a certain point, like a certain age, where you realize a large size of anything is too much.
Yes.
Like nothing should ever be a large. Like, I mean, it's fine for like it should be. People should like what they like, but like I can't do a large anything.
Yeah, like I'll do a large like unsweet iced tea, but that's basically just brown water.
Oh, drinks. Yeah, you can drink water. You can drink liquid forever.
Right. No. So I usually get a small mint Oreo blizzard is my thing. Yeah.
Interesting. Good. At some point, I ran out of. I stopped enjoying mint flavored beverages.
Hmm.
Like mint just became solely associated with the toothpaste arts and no longer, no longer something that I liked for flavor very much.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like mint Oreo. If you go with like something like Heath or M&M, I think it gets too hard. It's hard on your teeth.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to form new teeth.
Yes.
Like if you're missing a bunch of teeth and you take a bite out of a Heath blizzard, you know, congrats.
Yep. New teeth. Heath teeth.
You're a brand new papa.
Heath teeth.
Feminine step. Fights like a lady when he's walking in the room.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.